Today marks 2 years since the shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. A former student burst into the school and killed 17 students and staff in what became the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history. This week, the White House, with the help of experts and some Parkland families, unveiled a clearinghouse of information to help schools prevent deadly shootings. It's called schoolsafety.gov. One of the Parkland parents involved is Max Schachter, whose 14-year-old son Alex was killed in the shooting 2 years ago. Max is founder and CEO of Safe Schools for Alex, and he joins us now. Max, welcome to Here and Now, and we are so sorry for your loss 2 years on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And first of all, let me just ask you, how is it going for you now 2 years later?
It's horrible. It's absolutely unimaginable. Nobody, you know, thinks that you send your kid to school and they're never going to come home again. You know, it's, you know, I sent him off to school that day and just, I never got to say goodbye. Just, you know, it's, and you know, our situation being involved in a mass casualty event, I was chosen to be one of the 15, individuals, that is on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission. So for the last 19 months, I've been investigating the murder of my little boy. And so it's been very, very difficult. Hmm. And all the failures of the school, the Broward County School Board and the Broward Sheriff's Office, how the deputies never went in. All of this just compounds the hurt and the grief and the trauma.
Do you think that significant progress has been made on school safety in those months since the Parkland shooting?
I know that more progress has been made since our tragedy than has ever been accomplished in the 20 years since Columbine. Hmm. So there's no question about that.
Well, and tell us about schoolsafety.gov, which you played a role in as well, and there was the White House meeting this week. What kind of help does it provide?
So, you know, after the shooting, I have three other children, and I couldn't let anything happen to them. And so I traveled this country, and what I learned was that in every school in America, 140,000 schools, every principal now has to go out and become a school security expert. You have to be experts in door locks, access control, cameras. They didn't sign up for this. They just signed up to be educators, and they don't have any expertise, you know. So, you know, what's happening is every school is having to figure it out as they go. And because the United States has no recognized standards or guidelines or best practices, most of them are just relying on vendors that are trying to sell them stuff. And so I said, this makes no sense. Why don't we create national school safety best practices at the federal level and house those best practices in a federal clearinghouse so that schools have a one-stop shop and they have guidance and they don't have to do it on their own? The other thing that motivated me and pushed me was that, you know, after 9/11, we made the airport safe. After the Oklahoma City bombing, we made the federal building safe. One guy tried to light his shoes on fire named Richard Reed, and now everybody's taking their shoes off. Mm-hmm. But it's been 20 years since Columbine, and children and teachers are still being murdered in their classrooms. So I set out on this mission to try to make something different and create this school safety clearinghouse. And at the time, the president had commissioned the four agencies that are in charge of school safety to come up with best practices. And I made 15 trips to Washington, D.C. I met with 150 members of Congress. I worked very closely with the White House. And my idea to create this clearinghouse on school safety became one of the pillars of the president's commission report. And then in June of last year, they established this commission inside the Department of Homeland Security. So I was extremely pleased that had happened. But I knew my job wasn't done. We still had to create these foundational elements of school safety. What that means is that, you know, every school should do X, Y, and Z. no matter if the school's in Iowa or the school's in Miami. And for any of your listeners, I would recommend every parent make sure that their child's school is going on schoolsafety.gov, because it's a one-stop shop. So the reason this is unique is you've never had all these four agencies working together in such close collaboration and cooperation.
I know that Parkland parents have a range of opinions on gun control. You have lobbied the Florida legislature for tougher gun restrictions, which did get passed. But President Trump's record is mixed. After Parkland, he promised some action on tougher background checks, but then backed off. He did ban bump stocks. If you don't share the same views on gun control as the president, why work with the White House to produce something like schoolsafety.gov?
So when I started, this foundation, Save Schools for Alex, I made a strategic decision to focus on schools and school safety. That is an extremely divisive issue. I'm having a lot of success focusing on schools. This is a bipartisan issue. Obviously, to prevent mass casualty incidents, and obviously I am a victim of gun violence. There is a lot that we need to do, but I'm not going to let perfection be the enemy of good. This is a good thing that the president did. I have been working very closely with the White House. I have good relationships with Republicans and Democrats. That's to have that kind of mindset is really unproductive. I focus on schools, and anyone that will support making schools safe, I will work with. To say that, if you're not going to support this issue, I won't talk to you or I won't deal with you, is really not going to accomplish my goal, which is making schools safe. He is the president, and he cares about this issue, and I appreciate that.
Finally, Max Schachter, I just want to ask you personally, how do you remember your son Alex on this day every year now?
We try to be with each other, the family, and we remember all the great times that we had with my little boy. Alex was only 14. He was in English class when the murderer walked in to school with an AR-15. Alex was in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas band, and he loved Chicago. His favorite song was 25 or 6 to 4. And he was a great athlete. And Alex was the child that you'd want your kid to be best friends with. Happy, a good little boy. And we miss him and we love him. And I would give everything up for a second just to have one more minute with my little boy.
That is Max Schachter, whose son Alex was killed in the Parkland school shooting 2 years ago. He is now the head of the organization Safe Schools for Alex. Max, I know this is difficult for you, and thank you so much for joining us to talk about the work you're doing and have been doing and about your son.
You're welcome.